Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. There were lots of protests today over the Trump administration's job cuts. At Tesla showrooms, protesters rallied against Elon Musk and the Doge job cuts. Virginia Democratic Congressman Don Beyer held a job fair for fired federal workers.
We need to help our family, our friends, our neighbors, people that have really been displaced by this. Ultimately, we're going to have to hold Donald Trump and Elon Musk accountable for what happens to the American people.
Patrick Lappet, an economist at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, was at that job fair.
Many of us may be fired illegally. We're still going to have to pay the bills, put food on our table, find insurance for ourselves and our kids.
The Trump administration is looking for federal workers who are leaking information about immigration raids to the media. More from CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson confirmed to CBS News that there are polygraph tests going on right now at the Department of Homeland Security.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says two alleged leakers have been identified and will be prosecuted. President Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs are giving farmers whiplash. CBS's Lauren Tom stopped by a farmer's market in San Francisco.
At Castellanos Farm, it's planting season, but Joel says tariffs and supply chain disruptions have already driven materials costs up by at least 30% for essentials like drip tape and metal stakes that are often imported from China, Canada, and Mexico, which have been targets of a trade war.
We're not complaining. We're just talking about it. We have to buy it. There's no other way around it.
Canada has kept its reciprocal tariffs on the U.S. in place. CBS's Nicole Killian tells us about a new stopgap measure on Capitol Hill.
House Republicans unveiled a spending bill aimed at heading off a federal government shutdown. The 99-page legislation would provide a slight boost to defense programs and cut non-defense spending below 2024 budget year levels. The measure, which faces objections from some Democrats, would keep the government funded through September.
On social media, President Trump applauded the bill. He also said Elon Musk and Secretary of State Marco Rubio have a great relationship. And any statement other than that is fake news. There have been reports Musk and Rubio had a heated argument over Doge job cuts during a cabinet meeting Thursday. CBS's Jerika Duncan has the latest on some hijinks in England.
In London, crowds cheered a man holding a Palestinian flag who climbed the tower where the clock Big Ben is housed. Authorities used a crane as they tried to talk him down.
They finally convinced him to come down after he had spent 16 hours up there. He suffered some cuts and bled a lot. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. Entered unknowing the journey that I would endure. I can finally witness the illusions behind every door, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. It's mine to make, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. One day I won't need to pretend. Mine for the making, I cannot change it, no. So I will embrace it, my burned in my eyes. And your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just talk at you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time.
Every time
I go back every time.
Every time
you and I,
and
I go back. It was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall at you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time.
Every time
I go back.
I go back,
I go back,
I
Welcome to the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts here, taking you into the lateness of your Saturday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. We just double-dipped you some Kelsey Miles, and when you hear her here, that means that you can see her back in Wisconsin somewhere. Kelsey will be at the Burr Oak this week on 311, and then in Appleton at the Gibson Community Hall on 312. Oh, yeah, and she just did some brand new cool stuff to her website. Check that out, too. These musical late-night connections are brought to you in this hour by Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatoretomatopies.com. Guinevere Hayward is next here in the After Hours. You can catch her at the Muse in Sturgeon Bay on 322 and the Respect Concert here in Madison on 329. Also, Sister Bay in Wisconsin on 619. Plan ahead. You're listening to the local music across Wisconsin on Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Built this fire just to ride the flame. The clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick. Start running fast. But we never ran. We just sat counting the cows. Keeping busy, laying low and just making sounds. Trying to
does it explode? We're going to have to get that band in here to find out the history of that name of that band. That was Story of the Stuff on Max Inc. Radio. Put big red circles around 329 right in Corner Bar or at the Neighborhood Place on 412, both in Madison. See them live. Shekinah King now, live at Barwood Events on 313. Speakeasy in Platteville on 314. Hop Garden in Evansville on 315. This is Heart to Heart in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Been a long time coming, and I don't even. Things that are important and necessary for your growth. It's getting kind of heavy, and I don't know where to start. Unloading my emotions to have this heart to heart. And I don't want to tell you that you're. I don't wanna live without you. No, I don't wanna live without you. Just tell me that you love me in times when you really don't. I lay aside my issues, even if you won't. I wanna fight for what we started. I'm not going.
crying got me.
The Rascal Theory, every once in a while you see them pop up and do a show. Now I'll stay vigilant and you keep your eyes out, and maybe between the two of us we'll find out when their next show is. Subscribe, follow along, or spy on Max Inc. Radio on all the social media things, and then we can tell you and keep you in the loops of what's happening right here in Wisconsin with the local stuff. But what we do know is Eddie Berth has a gig at Paoli's Tap Room on the 22nd. See what we did there? We connected you right to the local stuff. Hear smoke from your gun. Then the break on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for her beauty and youth and has fled. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. But she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for beauty and youth and its fled. I'm so best in your youth, cause he's bound to leave you. And remember where elders came from. Say, you're too quick to ignore. But that bottle of whiskey's just part of his history. His mind, it was fried in the war. I said, hold on, this gentleman is shaking. His eyes, you're too quick to ignore.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel Kate Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel Kate Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Peculiar as can be.
5 Blues Band brought us back from break. Nellsville, Wisconsin, Silver Dome Ballroom 517, and then a quick hop to Romania for the Open Air Blues Festival. Then back this summer, can't wait to see them live. This half hour is kicking off with the bluesy goodness. Is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Wow, they're powered by each other. To make it even better, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Pop a little funk now. Alex White on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time, space, or place, the bad feelings with a better mind state. Radiate. to brighter days. And if we have any luck, then our glasses we raise and give thanks. We'll save us some unknown grace. Beats quake, the city street speakers with bass.
I don't care what they say. Haters gonna hate, and players gonna play.
For you I'm a semi-god. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cual demente sin
mente sin consciente, ¿dónde va a parar?
That was Automatic Lover, Red Rooster, 322. Kathy now on Max Inc. Radio.
Get me on a vacation. Walking on the beach with a pocket full of shells. Feeling happy, watching the waves swell. A lady walks by and likes my smile. Haven't felt this good in quite a while. Get me on a vacation. Sometimes life can bring you down. You gotta pack your stuff and get out of town. You're not running away, 'cause you'll be back. You'll be stronger and wiser after you instead of pines, sand instead of snow. Watching the waves and walking in the wet, all the bad things are easy to forget. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation, better than staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation.
Hey Beth, Mai Tais or Pina Coladas?
Pina Coladas all the way.
You ain't the kind of woman I would take for granted, baby.
Man, can you believe hour number one of the After Hours is already done? I'm going to go find a quick snack, then check all the messages flooding in while you listen to Too Sick Charlie as he takes us to break. He'll be in Prairie du Sac on 313. See him live. I'll see you live in hour number two of the After Hours show right here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Today has been International Women's Day, and it's prompting activists to unite in what they say is solidarity. CBS News Boston's Paul Burton has more on the protest there.
The rally was made up of several organizations who voice their concerns about women's rights, health care, immigration, Black Lives Matter, and the LGBTQ community.
Our experiences have afforded us empathy. Empathy that we can share with our trans sisters, with our migrant sisters.
Many of the comments and criticisms were aimed at President Donald Trump's policies and Elon Musk, protesters stopping by the Tesla store.
There are job fairs being held for government workers who are now not working. CBS's Nicole Killian on those fairs and the number of those out of jobs so far.
Since DOGE's creation, more than 28,000 federal employees